reminded of how many places and how many ways the Bible reminds us of the holiness of the Lord. Even when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, we are to address our Heavenly Father with the hallowedness and the holiness of his name. And so with that attitude of the gracious holiness of the Lord and his wonderful mercy to extend himself as our Savior and our friend to those of us who are not holy, to those of us who are broken by sin, it's such an awesome contrast and such a wonderful motivation for thanksgiving and for worship. Let's bow together and invite the Lord into our assembly this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Take just a moment to think about all the ways in which we should be grateful to the Lord, not the least of which is his mercy. Think about the things that sometimes we try to handle all by ourselves that we should turn over to him. Maybe think about some of the actions and choices that we've made that aren't the best that he invites us to confess and bring before him with forgiveness and a fresh start. In essence, to think about who we are and who he is. Father, these are the things that capture our thoughts this day. We come into your presence, a very holy presence, a presence that we wouldn't dare to enter unless we had that wonderful invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace to receive help in our time of trouble. A throne of grace that was opened by yourself, Lord, when you came to this earth, when you unlocked the door of heaven by giving your life and pouring out your blood and then conquering death, ascending to the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us according to the will of God. It is with such confidence and awareness that by faith we come before you this morning to declare our worship, to joyfully adore you, for you're worthy of adoration and of praise and thanksgiving. In the way in which each of us best expresses our thoughts and our hearts, Father, we say we love you.
Yes.
And we appreciate you. And we're so thankful to know you. And it's in Jesus' name that we offer this prayer. Amen.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works rejoice around thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee,
lift up.
join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning for us. Brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music lifts us onward in the triumph song of life. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music lifts us onward in the triumph song. Everyone needs compassion, kindness never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior. The hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God, He is mighty to save, He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Lord, fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. Mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move a mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see, singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see, singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your lights down. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. united to stay forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Your name is great, Lord, greatly to be praised.
Lost are saved, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned, feel no shame at the sound of your great name. Every fear has no sound of your great name. The enemy, he has to leave at the sound of your great name. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us, the Son of God and man. You are high and lifted up, and all the world will praise your great name. All the weak find their strength at the sound of your great name. Hungry souls receive grace at the sound. Fatherless find their rest at the sound of your great name. The sick are healed and the dead are raised at the sound of your great name. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. God and man, you are high and lifted up. All the world will praise your great name. Your great name. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty. Defender, my Savior, you are my King. My healer, you almighty defender, my savior, you are my king.
Sing the name of Jesus. We worship the name of Jesus. We bow before you, Jesus. There is no other name but Jesus. Redeemer. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty. Defender, my Savior, you are my King. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty. Defender, my Savior, you.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
as we continue in worship for just a few moments, I would like for us to understand how what we're doing right here, right now, intertwines with what's happening in heaven. And we get that picture in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 5, beginning with verse 8. Now, when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You're worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign over the earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Wow. Let's see the Lamb. John said, "I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer." Last Sunday, we were reminded of that passage in the Old Testament, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Our lives are certainly blessed to be in the hands of one who has everything in his hands, and the one who in his time will conquer and put everything right. But today, as we worship, I wanted us to see that all the worship in heaven includes the prayers of the saints. Our worship, our prayers, our thoughts are intertwined with what's going on in heaven. And so, Father, this morning we come before you with a sense of real awe, realizing that what we are doing here on this little piece of property at 1501 Danville Road is not insignificant, but is indeed intertwined with the very activity of heaven itself. Amen. Such awesome awareness is too much almost, Lord, to comprehend. But how it blesses us to know that we are a part of a kingdom that's not of this world, a kingdom that is everlasting, and that while the trivial things of this earth that seem so important will soon fade away and be handled completely by the one in whose hand all power and might and authority dwells. We thank you and praise you. We lift our prayers with the worship and the honor that's going on in heaven this day to the one who sits on the throne. Blessing and honor forever and ever in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, to try and keep everybody abreast of things that are going on, we hope the bulletin will help in that situation. This Wednesday night, which is March the 8th, our potluck and Bible study will be held at the Morrison household. Potluck supper at 6, Bible study at 7. So we wanted to be sure, because there have been a couple of changes in meeting place due to some scheduling things. But this Wednesday night, we'll be meeting at the house on Sparrow Lane, 6 o'clock, and then 7 for Bible study. Youth will be meeting here as regularly scheduled. This coming Saturday, elders and deacons meeting at breakfast at 8 o'clock. You can read that, and if anyone wants to help with breakfast, just let Talitha know. A repeat of last Sunday's reminder that the March calendar is available with activities and things that are happening. Next Sunday, by the way, next Sunday is when you lose an hour of sleep. Be sure and set those clocks forward before you go to bed. And then there's a rather lengthy announcement. We had a little room in the bulletin, so rather than to just put the card on the board and hope everybody would see the bulletin board, this is the thank you from the Haven Care Center from our Bottles of Blessing contribution. And you can see at the bottom our total in giving in those bottles was $427.05, which I thought was a nice offering, and I know it's well used at the Haven Care Center. And so those are the announcements that I wanted everyone to be aware of upcoming events and things that have happened here. If there are other announcements this morning, we would welcome you to share those with us at this time. Maybe we're caught up on announcements. Every time I think about announcements, I always think of Steele Harmon's story of Americanizing a missionary church, and they were trying to emulate American church, and they were doing really well until someone said, well, what we need are announcements. We don't have any announcements. And so they began to just make up announcements so they could be like the rest of us. Sometimes I get to think maybe that's what we're doing. We're just making up stuff so we have something to talk about. But the ones that are here are important, and if you have all the announcements, if we're all abreast on what's going on, we will honor anyone who has had a birthday or whatever's next on the screen there, Damien. There's a birthday. Oh, happy anniversary. No. No anniversaries. Okay. Okay. Yeah. We do have some birthdays. We have a birthday on Monday, the 6th, Rich Hollings and Michael Morris. Happy birthday, Michael, and happy birthday, Rich. And then on the 11th, Josh Cromer. So happy birthday to those folks. I think that's it. I think we've double-checked, and that's all the birthdays. So we will now try to do our Bible study questions.
I want to thank Colleen Morrison for helping us.
If it goes well, we thank Colleen. If it doesn't go well, we blame Colleen, all right? But there's been a glitch in this thing, and we've had all kinds of trouble, and she did work on it, so thanks. Paul compares law-keeping to what kind of yoke? This is from Galatians 5. A yoke of bondage. Number two, what would have ceased if Paul preached circumcision and the law? The offense of the cross. The offense of the cross. Number three, Christian liberty should be used for what purpose? Well, we're getting quiet because it's been a while, hasn't it? In love, serving one another, not just to be selfish. Question number four, what two things does Paul describe as contrary to one another? The spirit and the flesh. He said they're contrary, they can't get along because they're just different. They're at odds with each other constantly. Are the works of the flesh evident? Yes, and he gives a long list of those things that are very evident. And is there any law against the fruit of the spirit? He says all of love, kindness, patience, there's no law that exists against these things. And so I think you have questions in your bulletin for this Wednesday night study, which come from Galatians chapter 6. Yeah, well, thank you, Colleen. Everything did work well. Any word at all from anybody else this morning? I do want you to know, I'll tell you, after a little while, we are going to have a word come from one of our members. Ruth Rogers has had a word burning on her heart of a personal testimony nature, and I'm going to share some of my time with her this morning to share that with you. We've been talking about that for some length of time. So, Robbie. Okay, that's fine. We'll wait just a moment. We'll get the microphone. Thank you, Robbie.
Felt an urge to share this. With Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, that song ministers in a powerful way to me especially, but I think that there is power behind how God uses people with worship and his importance he places on worship. And when Beethoven wrote that song, it was when he was completely deaf, and they played it for the first time, and he looked out at the crowd, or he looked out at the performers, and he couldn't hear a thing, but they turned him around, and he saw the applause of all the people, and he cried, and he wept because of the joy that came upon him. And that song has a God-centered focus, but I thought about the power that was put forth from working through him, and I wanted to share that when it was more appropriate, but that was just on my heart, and the power of worship is very wonderful.
Yes. Amen. Emily?
This is a prayer request.
All right.
Is this a good time?
Yes, ma'am.
When Lois got in the car this morning, she was smiling, and I said, how do you feel? And she said, I feel great if I don't move. So I just loved her positive confession and her smile, and I thought, well, we can pray for her pain this morning, and maybe God will soften it.
And I missed who that was.
Lois.
Oh, Lois, she's here. Okay. Lois, I kind of identify with you. I'm a recuperating Virgo, whatever you call it. Virgo. What am I saying?
Vertigo.
Virgo. What is Virgo? You can tell I'm a bad vertigo. And I had that first incident back in December the 12th, and I had another one about 3 o'clock Saturday morning all day. And so I'm still a little woozy and shaky, and I feel pretty good as long as I don't move. But also on what Robbie said, I feel a lot better. Worship itself seems to bring about some strength, and I enjoy that. Debbie?
We had sent out a prayer request for friends of ours, 3-year-old granddaughter. I don't have an update. It's sporadic on how we're getting any information, but she's at UK. Her appendix burst a week ago, and they had put her in a drug-induced coma because she's septic. So if you would just continue to lift up this little girl, and I don't have permission, so we'll call her Anna. Okay, that's close enough.
Okay. I have a praise report. 5 or 6 weeks ago, I guess, I have interstitial cystitis. That's a chronic bladder disease, and feels like you have a urinary tract infection most of the time. And I was feeling like I had a bladder full of razor blades. And Rock and Mike and George laid hands and prayed on me, and I have been improving since.
Good. Thank you, Ann. Great. Great. Dave?
I have a praise report. I suppose we could call it a birthday and a prayer request at the same time. 3 o'clock this morning, we were blessed with number 9 great-grandchild out in Virginia, so on deck, no name yet.
Great-grandchild number 9 out in Virginia. All right. Thanks, Dave.
The young lady that we prayed for last week, Emily, is going back to class tomorrow.
Well, good.
She has had a successful surgery. Mom says she's feeling well. She's not worrying about the classes she may or may not have to make up. This child wanted to graduate in 3.5 years anyway. But Mom says she's doing well, so it's a blessing.
Amen. Thanks, Brenda. George?
I have a scripture that I'd like to share this morning. I don't know what the Lord's doing, but I know he's busy. And he's working in all of our lives. We're all very precious to the Lord. Very precious to the Lord. Here recently, my focus has been on the Word and the importance and the power of the Word. And I have a scripture from Psalms 12, beginning in verse 6. It says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. thou shalt preserve them from this generation and forever. You can trust the word.
Amen. Amen. David?
We mentioned this before, but Lois's brother, Joe David, is now on a waiting list for double lung transplant. If you would just lift him up in prayer that God's will would be done in his life.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Wow. That's a big thing to be facing. Having just gone through that with Sawyer Sherrod for a liver transplant, you begin to see life and death right before you, and the need for medical miracle in the hand of God. And for those who go through it, like Joe's family, it's to say it's stressful is an understatement. But to see a good result would be a great praise. So let's just pray for another medical miracle, a hand of God on this double lung transplant. Pray God to give the family peace, wisdom, optimism as much as is possible under that kind of circumstance, and looking to the hand of God to work mightily. Something else. Well, Father, you've heard all these requests, praises, sharing, encouraging words. Help us, Father, to place all these things in your capable hands. Father, help us not to wander away from your promises. Help us not to wander away from the power of your word. Help us to be renewed in our faith, looking to you as the one described as not only the author, but the finisher of our faith and all that's in between. For Father, we depend on you to lead us, guide us, sustain us, and bring all things according to your will to pass in our lives. We pray for all those who are sick. We pray for these specific requests this morning that were lifted up here in our assembly. And we ask, Father, that there would be healing, that there would be encouragement, that there would be all the things that are needed from your hand to be provided. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Children's church and preschool, we'll dismiss those at this time. And then the worship team, if you would, come and lead us in another season of worship.
Stand with me if you wish. Thank you, Lord.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone.
Love.
feel like dancing. Well, it's foolishness, I know. Cause when the world has seen you light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing. The seas, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in your truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. Search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, when it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, when it's all about you. Of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have desired. Search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, when it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, when it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made you, when it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song. More than a song, I'll bring, Lord. I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song. You're looking into my heart, into my heart. Tell me, what do you see, Lord? You're looking into my heart, into my heart. all about you.